2. Chapter 3. American Holidays and Festivals. Task 2.
What's your favorite holiday? Hi, everybody. Today, we are interviewing some young American people about their favorite holidays. They are all high school students from different parts of the United States and are here in Boston to attend a 2-week course on Italian Renaissance art. Welcome to our studio. Okay, can we start?
Yes.
Good. Just one thing. We've decided to leave Christmas aside. I mean, we take for granted that everybody knows and celebrates Christmas all over the world now. Okay, then, let's start with the young man on my left. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Anthony from San Francisco, California.
Now, Anthony, which is your favorite holiday?
Well, I particularly love Thanksgiving. First, because schools close down for a 4-day weekend, and as it is on the fourth Thursday in November, it's a nice break before the end of term, you know? Another reason why I love Thanksgiving is that, on that day, there is an important football competition, and I play in my school team. All my friends are involved, either as players or as supporters. And the girls come, too. They like to be cheerleaders. Well, my father and uncles prefer to stay at home and watch the NFA match on TV. And then we have a big dinner. Roast turkey, of course, and cranberry sauce, sweet potatoes, sweet corn, but also foods from our tradition, such as lasagna and panzerotti and tiramisu. Delicious. Well, I forgot to say that my family origins are Italian.
It sounds great. Thank you, Anthony. And the next is...
Hi, I'm Jennifer from Denver, Colorado.
Hello, Jennifer. Which holiday do you like best?
My favorite holiday is the 4th of July, Independence Day. In my district, we all take part in the preparation of the celebrations. We make paper flags and decorations to hang in the streets. We organize a street party with food and music and lots of red, white, and blue balloons. We celebrate all day and night. In the evening, we watch the fireworks and sing patriotic songs. It's a special day, and I have a lot of fun with my friends. I also love Thanksgiving because all my family is reunited. My brothers come back home, and Aunt Cindy makes the most delicious pumpkin pie I've ever eaten.
Thank you, Jennifer. Yummy, yummy. I'd love to try your Aunt Cindy's pumpkin pie. Now, what about you, dear?
Good morning. My name is Zhang. I'm from New York.
Hello, Zhang. Tell us.
Well, I live in New York. Chinatown, exactly. My family runs a Chinese restaurant there. For us, the best time of the year is when we celebrate New Year. For Chinese people, the New Year starts later than for Americans. The date varies every year, but it's between January 21st and February 19th. For Chinese Americans, this is a time for family reunion and for visiting friends and relatives. There's a big parade, and the streets in Chinatown are packed with people. Chinese New Year celebrations recall old customs imported from China, such as the traditional lantern festivals. There's a traditional dragon dance, and people carrying lanterns, along with floats, and marching bands. Flowers are an important part of the New Year decorations, and wishes for the coming year written with black ink on vertical scrolls of red paper and hung outside homes and shops. My family cooks special dishes, such as jiao gok and nyang gao, and the restaurant's full all day.
I really must come and try some. Thank you, Zhang. And next comes...
Patrick from Chicago. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Patrick. Do you have a special holiday?
Well, St. Patrick's Day, I would say. St. Patrick is the patron saint of Ireland, and March 17th is a big holiday for the Irish all over the world. It's not an official holiday, but it is widely celebrated in the U.S. by people of Irish origin, and not only. On that day, we wear green clothes and a shamrock, and there is a big parade along the main streets. People paint things green, such as lampposts, benches in the park, doors, or dustbins. They even dye the river green. Many people who are not Irish make themselves Irish for a day and join the celebrations, and drink a lot of Irish beer and whiskey. But there is another festival that I like a lot. It's Halloween, on October 31st, the eve of All Hallows.
Oh yes, Halloween seems to be a popular festival nowadays. It is essentially a young people's festival, isn't it?
Well, it has a long story. At the beginning of November, the Celts used to celebrate New Year and honor the spirits of their dead with a feast and bonfires. They thought that the spirits would act against people who did not honor them. Their tradition was carried to the U.S. by Irish immigrants in the 19th century. But today, teenagers wear costumes and masks and go to parties. We hold fancy dress parties. We dress as witches and ghosts or wear frightening masks. Lanterns are carved out of pumpkins and candles fixed inside them to scare away evil spirits.
And witches who might be flying through the night sky riding on broomsticks.
Of course.
When we were children, we would wear ghost costumes, witches' hats, and masks, and go from door to door to play trick-or-treat.
Oh, yes. Children still do that at Halloween. They ask for a treat, such as confectionery, and play a trick on the people who don't give them a treat.
Thank you very much, Patrick. And thank you, everybody, for following this program. Goodbye.